Welcome to today's episode where we're stepping back in time to explore the fascinating origins of Woodford. Whether you're a lifelong local or just discovering this incredible community for the first time, you're in for a treat. Joining us today are Donna Grigor and Maxine Silvestro from the Woodford Historical Society, two passionate custodians of this town's rich history. So sit back, settle in, and let's uncover the story of how Woodford began. Good morning, Donna and Maxine.
Morning, Deb. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Maxine, who settled here first? And how did what we know today as Woodford begin?
Donna, Woodford's beginnings date back to the arrival of the Archer brothers in 1841. David, Tom and John Archer arrived with four former Irish convict shepherds, two First Nations men and Paddy Hogan, the driver of the bullock team. 200 square miles was selected and was named Durindore. At the time, Durindore was the most northern known settlement in what was then New South Wales.
Wow, and why did they choose to come here, Max?
Well, they departed from the Castlereagh district of New South Wales, travelling with approximately 5,000 sheep, and their destination was the Darling Downs. Time was lost along the way due to their stock contracting sheepscape. By the time they made it to the Darling Downs, all the good land was gone. They were determined to seek land on their own account and they headed Woodford Way.
I know the area started out as being called Yatesville. Why was that?
At the time, Billy Yates ran the West Moreton Hotel, and that hotel was later called the Yatesville Hotel. It actually was a change station for mail contractor Alex McCallum's horses. And as the area had no name, it was named Yatesville after the pub.
So when the Archers arrived, they called it Durindore. What does that name mean?
It's an Aboriginal word for the tree species Moreton Bay Ash.
How did we then become Woodford?
In 1864, Henry Conwell Wood arrived at Durindore Station. As of 1874, John McConnell and Wood became station partners. Moving forward in time to 1885, a public meeting was held and Woodford was proclaimed a township. With the introduction of a regular mail service, it was necessary for the town to have an official name. At that time, Alex McCallum was the mail contractor. So Woodford was named after Henry Conwell Wood and the River Crossing. That was the ford that was on the junction of the Stanley River and Monkey Bong Creek.
How did the town begin to grow with more people settling and businesses developing?
In the 1870s, when Durindore was split up, many earlier settlers turned to the fine stands of cedar, pine and hardwood as a means of earning a living. The timber industry soon became the life support for these residents, and so Woodford's history of that time is the story of axemen, bullock teams, sawmills and blacksmiths. Donna, there would have been a lot of related businesses needed to service those industries. But what about the origins of the Stanley River Co-op?
Well, around 1890, commercial dairying began in the Woodford area. Traditionally, the women and the children stayed home and ran the dairies as the men went bush with their bullock teams working in the timber. Around 1905, the Stanley River Co-op was formed and commenced butter manufacturing in 1906. 1954, the Caboolture Cooperative took over the Stanley River Cooperative and butter production ceased. The factory was converted into a cheese factory in 1957, and by 1959, the cheese factory supported 15 staff and 91 district milk suppliers. Cheese production prospered and the quality recognised as some of the world's best.
I can remember two notable achievements for the cheese factory. One was supplying all the Pizza Hut franchises around Australia with mozzarella cheese, And the other was the creation of Bijelke Blue Cheese, named after the then Premier of Queensland.
And Woodford was very proud of those too. Yes, but unfortunately in 1995, with the amalgamation of the Caboolture Dairy Co-op and the Darling Downs Cooperative, it was decided in the interests of the economy, the Woodford factory would have to close.
Donna, as Woodford grew and more families moved into the area, I suppose schooling for the children would have been a priority.
Yeah, in 1882, the Doorandoo Road Provisional School started with classes being held in a bark hut. 1887, with the increasement in settlement, a new school and teacher's house was erected. The school celebrated its jubilee in 1927 and saw further improvements with the school enlarged and raised on high stumps. New secondary department was officially opened in 1967, and that went to year 10, and in 1975 preschool was built, and we're still progressing along nicely with next year. Hopefully we'll be having our year 11 and 12 part of the high school built. A lot of people visiting us at the museum, Maxine, have an interest in the railway, and more importantly, why don't we have it anymore?
The line was completed to Woodford in 1909. In 1927, the first rail motor used the line, and this reduced the trip to Caboolture down to just over 2 hours, and it picked up cream along the way. In 1945, there were some services to Brisbane, and the last train ran to Woodford in 1964.
Sad day. A lot of people wish that we still did have a railway line. Now, onto the Woodford Hotel. It has stood proudly on the corner of Archer and George Streets for 120 years now. Tom Beanland built the first hotel on high ground above the Stanley River. Later, Jack and Kate McSweeney bought the land and hotel, but after the 1893 floods, where the water came up to the hotel veranda, the McSweeneys moved the building After the 1893 floods, where the water came up to the hotel veranda, the McSweeneys moved and built another hotel on the corner of Crop and Archer Streets. They built a new hotel on the corner of Archer and George Streets, which opened in 1909 to cater for the demands of the newly arrived railway.
Donna, the Yatesville Hotel also crossed the road too. Was that for the same reason?
Yeah. Billy Yates sold the hotel to John Ferguson and he rebuilt it over the road where the library is now it stood. Both opening around 1909, and that was to catch the foot traffic off the railway passengers. In 1961, when the Yatesville stopped trading, the Yatesville was demolished and the houses down along Elizabeth Street were built out of the Yatesville materials. And that's just a little snippet of our history of Woodford and where we began.
And that wraps up today's episode. What a journey through time it's been. From the Archer brothers establishing the Doorandoo pastoral run back in 1841 to the timber milling days of Yatesville and the town finding its name in honour of Henry Conwell Wood. Woodford's story is truly something special. A huge thank you to Donna and Maxine from the Woodford Historical Society for sharing their knowledge and passion with us today. If you've enjoyed this podcast, search for other tales in our local history podcasts on 1015fm.com.au.